Right, Rory, so first of all, how's the shoulder?
Yeah, it's good. I've been back in training now probably just over a week, and obviously had that reserve game on Tuesday, which I was happy to be part of, and just get used to having that contact again with somebody who's not involved with the club. Obviously in training I've tried to use it as much as possible, but it's always hard when the lads are just being a little bit cautious. So yeah, it's fine. I'm just happy to get back in now.
Yeah, so back in contention for this weekend's game.
Yeah, like I said, as long as Tuesday went fine, like I said, got through it fine, and hopefully can get in contention for Saturday now. Keep getting my fitness levels back to where I want to be, and just start pushing to try and get back in the team.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for you to get back into the team though, because the clean sheets have kept coming up with the past couple of games.
Yeah, they have. And like I say, credit to the lads. Everyone's just carried on as if they've been there all season. So it's been great, and it's been good as well. The fact that the lads have managed to maintain the performance levels and the run that we're on. Everyone's still buzzing around the training ground. It's helped me a lot, the fact that I've been able to sit out the team for the last 4 weeks, but the momentum's still going, so everyone's still nice and happy, and obviously the clean sheets are there, so Ben's record, it keeps going on, and the lads that have come in have been brilliant.
Do you think the squad's in its strongest position that it has been since the start of the season right now? It seems like everyone's fit and raring to go.
Yeah, I think it is. As you said, it's a big squad at the minute, and if you look right through it, you could almost have 2 11s, and they'd equally be as strong as each other. The lads that have come in have been great and have settled in quickly, and there's lads obviously who've been here since the start of the season who are now coming back fit from whatever injuries that they've had, and they're going to be wanting some game time, so it's good competition for players. It keeps everyone on the toes, so it's healthy, I think, and I think that is showing on the pitch.
Yeah, I was about to say, is that it's an individual challenge, isn't it? The competition for places, and you know, having to compete against each other, it can only be a good thing and improve individual performances.
Yeah, it does. I think there's nothing worse that if you're playing in a team and you know that you've got nobody pushing you, regardless of how you play, you're going to play week in, week out. Whereas at the minute, you could argue there's probably 2, 3, if not four players who could just be fighting for that one spot. So whoever's in the team knows that if their performance levels aren't as consistent and as high as what maybe that they have in previous games, they'll soon find themselves out of the team with one or two waiting in the wings.
And 3-1 victories in a row, just like Leicester, that is a very good habit to be in.
Yeah, it's a great omen, isn't it? Yeah, as you said, there's nothing finer, especially away from home. 1-0 away from home is probably one of the perfect results. The clean sheets is massive, because as we've always said, and I know it sounds a bit daft, but you don't win any football matches unless you keep clean sheets. And the fact that we know that generally we're going to be solid at the back, if the strikers, whether it's a scrappy goal, whether you just nick it on a counter or whatever, you know that when we do score, generally we're going to get something out of the game.
And the home form's been good over recent matches as well.
Yeah, that's picked up. I think if you probably looked probably a few weeks ago, the season as a whole, that was probably the only thing that was letting us down and probably just stopping us from being in the playoffs for the majority of the season. But we're in there now. It's all about finishing there come the end of the season. It's no good being in there at the start of the season thinking we've cracked it. We've still plenty of games left, so now games are running out. Points are going to start running out. We've got a bit of a gap, so it's important that we keep pushing on, building on the points that we've got, and finish as high as we can.
And psychologically, it must be nice to have that gap, but actually when you look above you, you're not too far off the automatic places, and Burton keep dropping the odd point here or there. Are you as a squad still looking up the table?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think whatever it's there, there's no reason not to. As you said, Burton have had a couple of draws here and there. Wigan on the flip side are probably going to push on and put them probably finish top with the run that they're on. But we're in a good run of form. We're picking points up. So whatever, it's mathematically impossible. I think you've got to keep looking up, finish as high as we can, because if the opportunity comes and Burton start slipping up, we want to be right on their tails, and if we can push that far, then obviously everyone will be over the moon with that.
Finally, a word on Northern Ireland. They reached the highest ever rankings in the FIFA rankings that have been out today.
Yeah, obviously it shows that how well the lads have done over recent years, and I think they're just getting the recognition now for qualifying. I think from the start of the campaign there was always that belief that the lads would be able to do it, but whether people outside the camp generally believe that as well, but it's there. it's going to be a great experience for everyone involved. So hopefully with a crop of players that are there, there's some good young players that can keep building on that and keep pushing even higher up the rankings.
And still hoping you'll get that chance come the summer to maybe get to the Euros?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Obviously, I always know that it's always going to be hard to get in the squad with the quality that's there. Whether anything changes from now until the end of the season is kind of out of my hands. But if the opportunity comes and I can go, then obviously I'll be delighted with it and it'll be a great experience all round.
And I guess if you keep in this 1-0 run, this run of 1-0 wins going, then Michael's got to look at the way that Bradford are performing. I think more clean sheets.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. If you can put that to him, yeah. But yeah, as you said, from a defensive point of view, we always look at the amount of goals that we've conceded, and from the season as a whole, it's really good. It's probably one of the third or fourth lowest in the league, I think, last time I had a little look. So clean sheets is what we're all about. It's what we're judged on, really. So if we can keep building on them, then come the end of the season, when you look at the stats, hopefully it'll be good reading.